had a television pass during the separation, and as the vehicles separated, you heard Gene Cernan caution John Young not to accept any TEI updates while they were gone. TEI, of course, trans-earth injection. And Tom Stafford and Gene Cernan want to find John Young there when they get back and complete this rendezvous. We then appeared to have a rendezvous radar problem, which eventually was traced to the transponder in the command module. Some concern at the time that we would not be able to perform DOI, and we would not have been able to give Snoopy a go for DOI if the transponder had not become operable. We need the rendezvous radar for the rendezvous sequence. John Young recycled a power switch and got power back into the transponder, and the system is working fine. Snoopy cannot monitor the propellant tank pressures for the descent propulsion system on board. However, we can look at them from the ground. We checked them prior to giving Snoopy a go for DOI, and those pressures are very good, and we're not concerned about them. So Snoopy will be performing the descent orbit insertion burn at 99 hours, 46 minutes, a delta V of 71.3 feet per second, and a duration of the burn 59 seconds. This will be performed by the descent propulsion system at 10% throttle for the first 15 seconds, and then throttling to 40% for the remainder of the burn. The orbit targeted as a result of the DOI for Snoopy, 61.2 by 8.4 nautical miles. And as a result of this maneuver, Snoopy will start coming down to swoop over the lunar landscape at this low point. Paracynthia in the 8.4 miles, coming 15 degrees prior to reaching landing site 2. Times on the remainder of the maneuver.